first case this evening is 11,651 Lynn and Robert Wilson. Seek a variance to reduce the front yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the east side of Venetian Drive, approximately 709 feet southwest of Draper Drive. The 911 address is 14 Venetian Drive, Dewey Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, map 20.17, parcel 5. Specifically, they are asking it for a 21.1-foot variance from the front for a house. We really received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you. Then you got me sworn in.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Larry Wilson, 28 Virginia Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
For the record, Jim Fuquay representing the applicant. Before I get started, I do want to tell you how pleased I am to see that the board is meeting tonight. I had spoken to Mr. Rickards last week, and I know he was concerned about whether the board could function without him being here. So, and if he's watching, I hope he appreciates that.
Thank you for that.
Jim Fuquay on behalf of the applicants, Lynn and Robert Wilson. This application is actually a redo. You actually have already previously granted a very similar variance as we're requesting. It is a request for a front yard variance for a portion of a new home to be constructed on a lot at the end of Venetian Drive, which is in the Seabreeze development just north of Dewey Beach. Exhibit A in the booklet that I gave out is the survey, and you can see down in the right-hand corner is where it shows a setback of that corner of the house of 8.9 feet. Specifically, we're requesting a variance of either 21.1 feet from the 30-foot front yard setback, or in this case, because there's an average setback that's less than the required, it would be a 9.93 variance from the average setback, which is 18.83 feet. So it's the same thing, just worded differently. As I said, the board previously granted a similar variance to the Wilsons in 2012. The Wilsons, because of some other reasons, were not able to proceed with the construction of their house at that time, and by operation of law, the variance expired in 2013. The prior variance you approved was for 12.13 feet. This renewed variance request is again 9.93 feet, so it's actually a little bit smaller of variance. The facts are identical to the previous application. The Wilsons had an older house located on the property, which they had demolished. They're planning to build basically in the same footprint as the old house. As shown on the survey, you can see there's a cul-de-sac on the right side of the front of the lot. That's where the road ends. Basically, there's one more lot there that's right on Rehoboth Bay. The cul-de-sac that you see on the survey is on paper only. It was never constructed. It doesn't exist. If you look at Exhibit D, that's just a Google Earth photo. And the house with the car is actually where the Wilson's house was. That's the vacant lot now, and you can see there is no cul-de-sac there. In addition to the prior variance you granted to the Wilsons, there was also a variance granted for lot B1, which is a lot across the street from the Wilsons, and that variance was also granted from the cul-de-sac, the similar situation that we're talking about tonight. That was case number 7280, and that was in November of 2000. As to the legal criteria, the lot is unique due to being basically at the dead end of the road with this unbuilt cul-de-sac that I referred to. The variance from the setback of this non-existent cul-de-sac is needed for the reasonable use of the property. There are practical difficulties that are not the result of the applicants. But the way the street was laid out, and again, the cul-de-sac was never built. The variance were not alter the essential character of the area. The prior home that was on the lot had a similar setback. As I said, also, you've already approved a variance for greater than we're requesting tonight. And the variance is the minimum that's needed. Mrs. Wilson, is everything I just said true and correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, gentlemen, I guess the only other thing I have to present is their... The Seabreeze Property Owners Association also indicated that they have no objection to the 8-foot, 9-inch setback in the cul-de-sac.
You know, there any
questions from members of the board? And Michelle, will you, Mr. Jones?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Wood?
Is that enough room? Is it Carl Sacker have to come in? Would you still be fine with that?
Yeah. It doesn't go into the cul-de-sac. Again, it's set back almost 10 feet from the cul-de-sac.
From that, okay. So, they have to put
it... If they ever build it, it'll be 10, the house will be 10 feet away from...
So, you'll still be fine?
Yeah.
Okay, no other questions.
Mr. Cornwell, Mr. Chiquet was referencing that the variance would be 9.93 feet, and I'm showing 21.5 on the application note here.
The setback would be 9.93 feet, not the variance.
So it is 21.1.
Okay. The variance from the edge of the cul-de-sac to the point of the house is 8.9 feet, so it would be a 21.1 foot variance. I think he said if he did the average, it would be less than that.
Okay.
Because there is an average setback
gotcha.
That they could use.
Okay. So we're looking at 21.1 feet.
Yeah, I'm just treating it as the 30-foot setback.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain the motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the property is unique because of location of a recorded and not yet built cul-de-sac. I don't think a variance would alter the essential character of the neighborhood and enable reasonable use of the property as it's well within the footprint of the original dwelling. It's a lesser variance than previously requested, and I think it's a minimum to afford relief, and wasn't created by the applicant. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,035. 11,651.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,651. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Wilson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Portman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mill?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reason that been stated. So by vote of 4-0, case number 11,651 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.